Obama indulged his sweet tooth in South Central Alaska, and Mother Nature indulged him with stunning fall weather. His morning began at Snow City Cafe in downtown Anchorage, where he bought cinnamon rolls. Then he flew by helicopter to Seward. As the temperature rose to the 60s, President Obama walked the path to Exit Glacier and delivered a climate change message to a herd of journalists.
The reductions of the glacier are accelerating rapidly each and every year. And this is as good of a signpost of what we're dealing with when it comes to climate change as just about anything.
While the reporters were sent back to the trailhead and the press vans, Obama went on to film an episode of the reality TV show Running Wild with Bear Grylls. In the afternoon, the president stopped in a gelato shop in downtown Seward called Sweet Darlings. The president bought ice cream for reporters and members of his entourage.
Chocolate cone or cup?
Cup, please. Thank you very much, sir.
Throughout the day, Obama's motorcade passed crowds of well-wishers. Some held signs thanking him for restoring the name Denali to Alaska's highest peak. A few protesters waved Shell No signs, but one large banner praised his decision to let Shell drill in the Chukchi Sea. It's a policy green groups complain undercuts the main theme of the trip, Obama's call to cut carbon emissions. On the street outside the ice cream shop, if there were critics in the crowd, they kept quiet. Obama reached across the security line to shake hands and greet children.
Thank you for your hard work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to Seward, sir.
You still got some ice cream on you.
Not ice cream, hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate? Do I have any ice cream on me?
No.
Oh, good.
At the Seward Harbor, with sunlight shimmering on the water, Obama boarded a tour boat to see Resurrection Bay and Bear Glacier. Journalists followed in another vessel, and the two boat captains circled each other to line up the perfect shot for the cameras. Obama on the bow, gesturing toward the river of blue ice and toward the icebergs that the president said were as big as a Costco store. And then, with the sun low and the mountaintops turning gold, the president's motorcade took him back to the Seward Airport. Before boarding Marine One, Obama walked down the tarmac to thank the two guys manning the Bear Creek Volunteer Fire Department truck. Then he shook hands with five orange-suited Coasties. They were the team of the medevac helicopter on standby while the president was on the bay. In Seward, I'm Liz Ruskin.